I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome back to another episode of Reality with Will and Jovu. Of course, we'll be spilling all the latest gossip from the world of reality TV. Now, on today's show, I have got several guests. A little later on, we're going to be getting all the Casa Amor gossip from Jack and Sam. But first, I've got two fabulous guests in the studio, Amber Beckford and Lewis Ball, everybody. You're both looking fabulous. You two are just like the Love Island experts that I need in my life right now because so much is going on. Both looking amazing. Thank Amber, you've obviously left the villa recently.
No.
You're back on the UK soil. How's it feel?
No, it does feel good, not gonna lie. I love London. Good to be back. But fucking Adam, they threw Adam in. I was like, do you know what? Can't you spray me in for the last week? Ah,
you wanna go back in?
I don't know, actually. I say that, I get that. I'm like, let me out of this shit now.
Wow. But you know what? Like, Lewis, I'm sure you can agree, but like, Amber's position in the villa with Dami and everything was very, very interesting. Obviously, it was different this year, wasn't it? In a sense where, you know, the public had to choose who was coupled up together.
Yeah, I'm actually not... There's so much public voting this year. I don't understand, like...
I think it's all right. It's not a bad thing. I think they're doing it. I think they're doing it so, like, no one can say the show did it. It's like, the public did it. That's you lot's business.
I do get it, but the whole point is that it's not supposed to be to the public. It's supposed to be about the recoupling. That's the whole, like, sort of aspect of Love Island. But now it just seems everyone's getting voted out on a vote.
Literally, yeah.
The great British public, we have seen... Wait, sorry, can I swear on this or no? Oh, shit, at public votes. We've seen it on X Factor in general elections. They can't decide. You went home just as I felt like you were, like, defrosting and warming up, ready to, like, give us some content.
You were really defrosting.
No, I was. I came up, Mum's like, I didn't see you for the past week. I was like, what is it? But no, I feel like it is mad because I feel like I definitely, if it was down to the Islanders, I definitely don't think I would be sat here now. But obviously, it was down to the public, so I am sat here. But no, I was shocked. But then when sort of they said sort of it was between Ekansu and Tasha, I was like, right, read the room. Like, go back. It's like, I knew, I kind of knew instantly.
Yeah.
But I think, like, the whole, everyone in there sort of, and me, was, like, shocked, sort of, one, it was the public. So we thought it was going to be the public and then sort of the Islanders decide. But I guess it's just the way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah.
But I definitely feel like I did have some more to do, for sure.
But let's talk about you and Dami, because I feel like that relationship or situationship or coupling was very, very interesting in a sense where I feel like in the beginning I was very much looking for affection, but, you know, where art thou? I was struggling to find it. How did you feel in that scenario?
At first, like, I was attracted to him. Like, I said, when, like, we spoke about, like, who would you have stepped forward for? I definitely would have stepped forward for Dami. But I do think, like, for me, I went in there sort of thinking, like, this is going to work on the outside and the inside. I'm not just in here just for sort of the show and this and the other. I'm thinking, like, I'm trying to find a boyfriend for the actual outside. So then, obviously, once I got sort of speaking to him, and, like, he did say a few things which they didn't show, which I was like, right.
What did he say?
Just, like, there was just loads of things that happened. Like, even one, obviously, I've already mentioned before, the girl best friend thing. Like, him having, like, literally, like, 3-4 girl best friends that he's done bits, more than done bits with, had sleepovers with. And even just in some instances, the way he spoke to me. Obviously, like, I'm not going to come... Like, I think he is a really nice guy. Yeah. But also, I have to be true to myself. So I said, I said to him in there, I was like, if you was on the outside, by now you would have been gone. Like, I need queen treatment. Yeah. And I think they kind of just obviously showed him and like all like sort of his best bits rather than, because it kind of looked like I was pissed off with him, annoyed with him out of nowhere. When really there was like instances where we had conversations when like they just wasn't nice conversations.
And what were those conversations? What were the main things that annoyed you about him?
Like I said, just the way he spoke to me, just little things that I picked up on and thought, right, oh, sorry, I've dealt with enough fuckboys. This screaming fuckboy energy to me. No, but do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm trying to dodge bullets. Like, I'm not trying to put myself in a situation where I think, like, it might possibly go. But anyways, I told him that how I was feeling, and even just the thought of, like, even just little things he would pick up and sort of when he would mention, like, sort of the cameras and stuff like that. Like I said all these things to him, sort of saying like, this is why I'm sort of hesitant to be open and affectionate to you. And he sort of reassured me, and I was like, do you know what? Because in there, it's such a unique environment. You do think like, I'm overthinking, like, am I just being a bit dramatic? So then I was like, okay, Amber, like, you need to chill. Like, you're just thinking way too far ahead. Just go with the moment. You do think, find him funny. Like, he's attractive. Stop thinking about like on the outside, think just right now you're enjoying his company, start open up to him. And like, even like in bed, we had like a few conversations, even like sort of the whole after me and Ekin had that thing, like I felt like he was really supportive of me. And obviously I can be very vocal sometimes. I do feel like I'm always the one like sort of for the group speaking and things like that. And I feel like where I am an independent woman, I like want a partner to like speak for, like to back me up. I don't want to feel like I've always got to be the one sort of saying how it is. And I felt like he really did support me in like certain situations, and we started to open up like in bed more so, like just talking.
Not opening in any other way
at all.
Okay, yeah.
But no, and then like sort of, so I sort of felt like, do you know what? I have enjoyed some of the times that we've had together. Kissed, like, been more affectionate and kissed him and stuff. And then I was like, wait, I feel like he's pulling back a bit now. Like, hold up a minute.
But what changed at that moment? Like, was he talking to other people? Because I'm trying to figure out, when was the...
We're all trying to figure out.
Look, when was the moment... Okay, one thing that I've learned about Dami in this show is that he just loves women.
Yeah,
it is what
for
it is.
Sure,
he just loves women. But I'm trying to figure out, when was the point, because obviously you were friends with India.
Yeah.
When was the point when, you know, Dami and India started to somehow, you know, come together? Because even when I spoke to Akana, he was like, I didn't see it coming.
I know.
Did
I
you
know.
See it coming?
No, not at all. Like, I feel like even, like, us four, like, me, Akana, Dami and India were all quite close. And we even, like, joked about at the beginning, like, oh, how we'd all, like, swap. And even Dami was like, no, you lot might, but I'm not swapping it. Like, I'm not doing anything. I know, this is what I mean, but everyone thinks I'm like being bitter. Like, they are really cute together, and to be honest, I even spoke to India, like, obviously me and her were quite close in there, and like obviously the whole situation with her and Akana, sort of her like sort of saying like friends kind of vibe now, I was saying to her like what are you gonna do, the next move, like who do you fancy in here, who do you want to have a chat with. And I even said to her, I said, like, forget like it's Love Island, not Friend Island, forget I'm even covered up with Dami, like What's the vibe? Like, yeah. I know you find him attractive, but do you think it'll be anything more? And she was like, no, I think we're just good friends. Blah, blah, blah. Had another conversation with him, said nothing. And this was, they've already had this chat. Like, oh, obviously, yeah. I didn't know that. And sort of, I sort of was none the wiser. But obviously, I get emotion. You can change your emotions.
When you left the villa, and obviously you had those conversations, and you watched on TV, and you saw them getting together, did you feel a bit betrayed?
I mean, portrayed isn't the word, because like I said, it's Love Island. What are they meant to do? Stay single? No. But I would. But the fact that we were having conversations before like we had even left, I was just like, hold up a minute. Like, me and Akana watched it, and we were like, wait, those outfits? Like, I swear we were in there when this was happening. Like, I'm so confused. And, like, I feel like, don't get me wrong, I feel like I said, the red sort of flags and things like that, I was still just getting to know Dami. I sort of made that very clear. Like, all my energy's on you. I'm not sort of trying to chat with anyone else in here. I'm just trying to get to know you and get to know, like, the true us, if this is going to work or if it's not. So it wasn't like, oh, I've told him I love him and all of this.
Yeah.
But
you still expect a certain amount of, you know.
Exactly. And I think the thing is, on the outside, if that had happened on the outside, I would have, like kicked off big time, because if that was like someone I'm dating and then like they've tried to move to my friend, I'd be like, the fuck?
And,
like,
and do you feel like with you, he was being quite dishonest in that way then?
Well, I think, I know he said, oh, he's going to tell me the next day, like, babes, you had enough time to tell me, for sure. I know everyone's like, oh, she's just being bitter, whatever, but he 110% had enough time to tell me. We're running around to everyone else to talk about. Even, like, I was quite shocked with that conversation that when I was sat, when I walked over to sort of Ekin-Su, Jay and Dami, when I watched that back, obviously I didn't fucking know what they were speaking about, but I was shocked, like, shit, they actually was, like, moving a bit shifty beforehand. And I'm walking over, like, oh, what's going on? Like, all normal. Okay. So I was like, shit, like, I just felt like, I don't know. Because I feel like even like quite a lot of the other girls, I don't think they knew that sort of he was thinking sort of along those lines.
All right.
Back then days.
Lewis, what is your take? What do you think about all of this?
I find that so interesting because I think the way that they edited it to us is I could see Dami and India coming from like 5 days before it happened.
Yeah. Really?
Watching it, I was like, Dami and India are 100% going to get together.
But that's, even when Ekin-Su and Amber were in the villa?
Yeah, like 3 days before it happened. And I was seeing tweets about it as well. I feel like people... Sorry, my phone's on loud. I feel like people knew it was coming. Mm-hmm. But that's but no one in the villa knew that it was coming.
No, no one in the villa knew it was coming at all. Because obviously Danique had come in. And I was even like, oh, is Danique your type? Like thinking that that might have been a thing. Obviously Afia came in as well beforehand. And she had... I don't think that actually got shown, but she sort of said... Like, guys that she would, like, talk to was one was Dami. And, like, they had a conversation and me and her had a chat. And, like, he was just like, no. And, like, they just... It just wasn't a thing. Yeah. So it wasn't... And he was like, no, I sort of want to get to know you. So even then was... Obviously, he said almost top three was me, Paige, and India. Yeah. Like, but there was sort of no inkling at all. Like...
Now that you... Wait, because I didn't know that Paige was in Dami's top three.
Yeah.
Is that what you just, and then you were saying that he has all these girl best friends on the outside.
But do you think that there's some snakiness that's gone on here? When you think about it, like a group of friends, four people, there's two couples here, and there's been some swapping going on. Like, what do you think about that?
I get it. I get both sides, because I do get that. Yeah. It's like, he was hardly going to come up as you were, like, folding up your clothes to go home. By the way,
yeah,
babe.
No, exactly.
Just before you go, I just wanted to let you know, I am going to stick it on your bestie. I hope the Jet 2 flight goes well. Like, honestly, get a vodka lemonade on me. I'll invoice it when I'm back. But I also do feel like they definitely knew prior to you two leaving.
Yes,
so they could have
sure.
like at least hinted it or dropped it or like...
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay, let's talk about the current situation now. Obviously, we saw the way Dami was moving in Casa Amor.
Yeah.
You know, is what it is. And now Dami and India seem to be coming back together. Obviously, Deji and India were kind of getting together.
Yeah.
I was personally rooting for them because I feel like Deji was actually going to take India seriously. Not that I'm saying Dami's not. I'm just saying, you know, judging from his behaviour in Casa Amor, it is what it is. Now, movie night hasn't happened, so I don't think India's really seen to the full extent of how...
She has no idea.
She has no idea. Like, look, from when you saw that, how did that make you feel? Do you feel like India's right for going back with Dami at this stage, even more, like, from how he was behaving in Casa Amor?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like she hasn't seen the full sort of story. So I think that's obviously played a big part into it. So I don't know how... I generally don't know how she's going to react with that. I don't know.
That's
she's just going to be like, oh, like... Well, it's happened now.
Because
when
Casa Amor does happen, they are still all single. And India did make the point, she does date people on the outside.
Yeah.
But India went about it the right way, speaking to someone, bringing him back, not kissing him yet, wanting to compare the two.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, the boys were just going on like it was a full-on, like, orgy. Like, they were, like, not holding back. Like, you can do it in a respectful way, which is what I think, like, India and Tasha did.
They definitely done it in a respectful way. The girls did.
Yeah.
And I think India is sort of thinking that Dami was sort of doing it. I know she knows that he kissed her, but she doesn't know that he was kissing, like, what was it, China as well, and the three-way kisses.
Goodness. And that wasn't even in a challenge, that was for fun.
That was just fun. It was like shits and giggles.
That was just for bad.
Like, it was like, oh, what else can I do to
literally,
piss her off?
Literally,
oh, they're not going to know.
But, like, when you saw the way he was behaving in there, like, three-way kiss, everything, were you surprised? No. Obviously, you weren't surprised.
No, I wasn't surprised. No, I wasn't. Like, I actually wasn't. Because even, like I said, like, to say when I said I sort of noticed a few things, like, even he was like... So, you know, Luca went and sort of slept in a different bed. He was saying, like, I wouldn't sleep in another bed if it was me and stuff. And I was thinking... I would want my man, like, if we was really seeing him, like, in together and a random girl's picked him, I would want you to fucking go and sleep outside and do all this and just little things and be like, oh, I wouldn't, like, it's not that deep, there's all of this. And I'll just be like, yeah, it's just, I see that it's not giving gentleman vibes to me, like.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but I wasn't shocked. I'm not going to lie, I wasn't shocked.
Okay, and your friendship with India, how's that going to be? You're going to talk to her as normal?
The thing is,
have the conversation when she
the
leaves?
The thing is, I mean, I don't think I'll even have a conversation, but it's a show at the end of the day. They're meant to do stay single. No. Yeah. I think that's the thing. Everyone, like, I think, thinks that I'm, like, pissed off with India or whatever. I'm not. Like, one, I'm not trying to bring another black woman down. Yeah, I'm really not. Like, not even get all, like, deep, but I'm not. And the thing is, we had a really good, like, relationship. Obviously, yes, if it was on the outside and it was my friend, I'd be like, bitch, I don't know who you are. But like, I would. Like, if it's a, but the thing is, I didn't know her that long. Like, yes, we, like, in there, like, one day with each other is, especially the girls, because they do keep you separate a little bit, the boys and the girls. So you, that's why the girls and the boys do sort of build such good friendships. But, yeah. I mean, I still love India. I'm not even going to, like, I'm not being funny, like, I wasn't going to marry the guy, let's, like, I wasn't going to marry, do you know what I mean? It's a, like, 4-year relationship and he's moved to my friend.
Yeah.
So I still love her. I mean, I don't know, because I would love to, like, to sort of, like, hear what they were thinking, because obviously you don't, like, sort of hear the conversations that were sort of said about me and Akena leaving.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, life goes on. I'm not going to cry about fucking... Fuck boy, damn
it. I almost feel like...
So we're calling him... Fuck boy, damn it.
I didn't say it.
You just said it. So we're calling him...
Roll the tapes back.
Keep the same energy.
I was like, no, well, currently he's showing us fuck boy vibes. Yeah. And everyone, like, I feel like...
Lewis is like, yeah.
Yeah. But, like, to be honest, they are really cute together. Like, I won't even lie, they are really cute together, but...
I know, that's the annoying thing. I want to not want them together so bad, but, like, every 10th episode, I'm just like...
Look, they do look cute together. Even the moment from the recent episode where they kind of woke up in the middle of the night and ran to each other, oh, it's adorable, but fine, movie night needs to happen.
Yeah.
It's cute, but movie night needs to happen.
I don't think they're going to do it this year.
Why are they really? What are they waiting for? I'm so confused.
They sent Adam in as, like, the human version of movie night. Like, he might as well come in with, like, a plasma screen, sellotaped on with ITV Hub.
Yeah. Movie night, literally.
But I don't feel like, I feel like that was their movie
really?
Night.
Really?
Especially because Jack's gone.
Jack's gone. All they've really got to show is, like...
We already know Adam's been sucking tits.
Yeah. And then the only other thing is that conversation Tasha had with Billy.
Yeah.
When she was like...
and the Ekinsu touchy.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
But that was... That's what I mean. I feel like they kind of portrayed that on TV to be something more than it was.
For sure.
Probably in real life.
Exactly. But how are you feeling now about Ekinsu?
Ekinsu. Do you know what? This is another thing. Like, we did get on really well in there, but at the same time, I was the only one that was going to be honest with her about what everyone was saying.
Which is important, yeah.
Obviously, it didn't go down as softly as I was sort of expecting it to be. But you know, I was having that conversation, I was like, you're not going to fucking talk to me like this. Like, I'm trying to be, like, honest with you. Joe, she's great TV, but to live with someone, like, it's hard because... She is really honest sometimes, but then sometimes you just look at her and think, why the fuck would you do that? Like, because it wasn't, like, I don't really care how she, like, that fact that she went to Jay and then back to Dev Day and whatever. I don't care about that, but it was just the fact of, like, sometimes the way she would relay things. So say, like, you would tell me something, then I'd be like, oh my God, Will said, blah, blah, and, like, add all this extra stuff, and you'd be like,
a leaky mouth.
So that was the part that, like, well, I was just like, you're playing a bit of a game, because it's not just, like, the natural stuff of, like, you speaking to different guys, whatever, you're now doing it.
Doing it on purpose.
Yeah, and it's about stuff that's, like, irrelevant to, like, love. But, like, yeah, it was just, like, unneeded drama. But then again, good TV.
Yeah.
But to live with someone...
It's quite hard.
And notice the things, it's hard, because when you're trying to be genuine, like, because everyone... Like, it's hard, because you don't know who's playing a game and then who's not. You do sort of start to overthink it. But it definitely is hard, sort of, when you're trying to be genuine, then you, like, purposely see people, like, doing things. You're like, what? Like, stop.
Yeah.
But again, good TV.
Paul, how are you feeling about Akena? Obviously, you left with him. Would you say it's very much, at the moment, in the friend zone era? Like, how do we feel about that? Could we see anything in the future with you and Akena, maybe? But I feel like you were really thinking about it. Like, 25% was like, But you weren't, how do you feel?
Yeah, I mean, for the moment, I think I'm still trying to, like, get used to sort of being back in London, sort of with my friends and family. I'm not really thinking about dating too much.
Was that all quite intense? Are you quite traumatised after Love Island?
No, to be honest, I feel like It wasn't, because I was just like, just means my gut is always right. Like, I just trust myself. Yeah. I'm joking. No, no, I think me and Akena for the moment is just a friends thing, but I don't know. I'm definitely a person that always says never say never, but.
Oh? Mm.
No,
never say never.
You can't. You honestly can't. And
yeah.
Just be a hypocrite to myself.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. We are just friends.
Lewis's face. He's like, okay.
Yeah, you're like, I don't believe.
But look. I feel like this last week on Love Island has honestly been one of my favourites. You lot know I have loved this season. The return of Adam Collard. Lewis, what are you saying? Because obviously you just said now that he's basically moving like
that's
in itself. Like, how did you feel? Like, what were your thoughts when he was announced? In the beginning, I was like, is it necessary? Do we need him back? But then when I saw the impact, he literally came in, boof, oh and God. Jack's left.
Not even 24 hours and he had one victim. Like.
Literally.
But I am in two minds about it. Originally, I was really excited because he was always one of the most chaotic people to ever, like, he was literally like Hurricane Adam.
Yeah.
But then I saw a tweet being like, sending in an old Islander sort of like breaks the whole fourth wall because it sort of reminds you that you're on a TV show because you see someone else coming who was on it before. It's like, oh my God, he's that from the TV show I'm on. It sort of like ruins the illusion. But
that's a good point, actually, because they're all like, oh, but you were on here before, huh? He was on the show. So yeah, it does ruin it a bit. I know what you mean.
I felt so embarrassed for him. I'm like, why? Maybe I'm just creating scenarios in my head, but I feel like he walked in expecting people to be like, like throwing panties at him, and they're like, why are you on the show before at some point? Like, someone was like, from season whatever.
Stop.
I was like, oh no.
Oh my gosh. Amber, how did you feel when you saw it?
I was like, what the fuck? Like, I was, but I don't know. But I definitely think what you just said about sort of them remembering like, oh shit, this is a TV show, because I think in there you do forget there's cameras, like you do just like do whatever
live
you're
your
doing
life and stuff,
but drama is definitely on its way. I mean, it's been here drama
but it's brewing even more now.
Paige is now
obviously
single.
So we've seen the scenario now.
Sorry,
obviously Jax is now Jax is now left the villa. Obviously Adam's very much making his move on Paige. All I'm saying is, if he doesn't stay with Paige, then that's really peak for Paige, because you know Jax is now gone.
I wasn't understanding it with Jax. Was like, you stay in the villa, like you do you explore other people.
No,
but then he was like, I'll wait for you. I'll be there to pick you up at the airport. I'm like, well, why is she going to stay in the villa then if you're going to wait for her and pick her up from the airport and all this stuff?
I think he just wanted to go.
Yeah.
He was tired of being embarrassed. I mean, when you think about the episode earlier this week where he basically read out like a little poem even saying how much he loves her. Then, you know, they go away in a break and then you come back and then there's this new guy and Paige has already been swayed. So I thought he felt quite embarrassed maybe.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me just say what I want to say.
Say it. That's what we're here for. Say it.
I'm just going to sip and wait for you to say that.
I do agree that, like, I think he should have left the villa. I think he's definitely done what's right for him.
Yeah.
But he still was a dickhead.
Why was he a dickhead?
I just don't, like, the way that he was, like, to Billy, to Paige, to, like, so many people, like,
yeah.
I just kind of get the vibe, and I don't know, I kind of get the vibe from every, like, man who played sport as a teenager professionally. They, like, are in this, like, bubble where they peaked in, like, high school, and, like, they're still in that, like, mentality. But, yeah, I mean, I wasn't his biggest fan, but, like, at the same time, I feel like he's done what's right for him, and I'm, like, I feel like he's left at the right time for him. I feel like he probably shouldn't have been in there for much longer.
Yeah. How do you feel?
I don't know. It was really hard watching yesterday's episode. It was. I don't know, because he, like, as much as he 100% was a dickhead in the way he spoke to Paige a few times, like, he is, like, a laugh in there. But I do think it gets, like, getting used to him, because at one point you think you're a wind-up. You know he's, like, trying to push the buttons. But when you're in there, you're kind of like, oh, it's just fucking Jax. And you kind of get on with it. But I don't know. I'm sad he left. But again, like, support him in that sort of his
when you
decision.
Say wind up, in what way? Like him trying to push your buttons?
Yeah, like
he
he'll
quite,
just
like,
say things like
or?
He'll yeah like bantery joker like jokerly like he'll just say stuff that he knows will get to you And like, just, you know, he doesn't do it to be malicious.
And I can get what you mean when it's like, it's funny sometimes, but when you're not in that fucking mood and someone's still doing that wind up banter, you're like, you need to fucking get out my face right now before one of these sun lounges hit you in the
face. Why like, Remy, that's why Remy and him didn't get on, because Remy's like, I'm not fucking joking. Yeah. Like, this ain't funny.
So what actually happened between him and Remy?
Oh.
Because, like, what actually happened? Because, like, everyone has their own encounter. What happened?
Yeah, so I think Remy came in saying sort of, like, oh, like, I know Davide. Like, he's had a conversation with the girls and was like, oh, I know Davide. Like, saw him out in Manchester. The night was messy, this and the other. And then a conversation got relayed back to Jax and Luke, I think, sort of by Ekin. And it kind of got relayed in a way of, oh, yeah, Remy saw sort of Davide, and he said that he looked like a mess and like stuff like that, but sort of was more at sort of directed that sort of like Remy was sort of being rude about Davide.
Hold on, really, who relayed that? Ekin?
Ekin. This is what I mean with one of the things. Exactly.
She's like the Villa Parrot.
Literally.
Like,
literally. But because Jax was the one that told Davide that, and it sort of, so that caused drama between Remy and Remy and Jax.
And was it a face to face confrontation or?
Not Remy and Jax, what am I saying?
Remy
and Davide, but because obviously Davide said that it was Jax that relayed that information, Remy sort of looked at Jax like, why are you stirring shit? Like, what the fuck? And then obviously when Remy's like just saying things to wind him up, he's thinking, like, oh, we don't like you, shut the fuck up. Yeah. And then I think, I can't remember what happened, was at the fire pit, and they just like was like, can we go for a chat? Like, all the boys and I was just like, guys, like, chill out. I was just like, boys, I'm calling you boys for a reason.
But was it loud? Were they like angry?
Yeah, it was loud. Like, well, it was more like Remy was loud, then he got up and was like, I'm like pissed off or something like that, and then like walked up. Oh, everyone was like, what the fuck?
But did it look like they were about to fight or?
Well, not fight, but like no security guards come running out of nowhere. Yeah. But it was a bit SWAT like team. if Jax had have like sort of got up and like sort of gone back at Remy, then I think it could have got quite heated. Yeah. But obviously Jax knows he's a wind-up, so he, in his head he's thinking like it's a bit dramatic reaction. But for Remy, he wasn't used to Jax. But obviously that's why you can't really like. If you don't know what people are like, so you can't sort of joke around too much with everyone. Because
was that on his first night in the villa?
I think it was first or second.
That's intense.
Night. Yeah, it was a lot.
That's intense.
We were all like, what's going on? Like, all the girls were like, I'm confused, I'm scared. Like, I don't know. We were all like, what the fuck? But that's why sort of I know that sort of Remy said a lot that he doesn't like Jax. But I was like, oh, I wish if they had longer time in there, I think they would have gotten to know each other
more and stuff.
But I think that's why they clashed, because I think it's two completely different personalities.
Mm. Wow. And look, I've said on this show several times, I really feel like I know who my winners are on this show. Yeah, I feel like this couple from the beginning, from the get-go, they have just been so unproblematic. You know who I'm talking about. I don't even need to say it. Come on, Lewis. Yeah.
Gemma and Luca. Yeah. But really?
Oh, no, what do you think?
Because the Twitter Mario are going to be on my arm.
No, what do you know? It's all right. What do you think? What do you think about that?
Well, I'm going to ask you a question. Yeah. Do you think Luke is really genuine with Gemma?
Yeah, I do. Like, I mean, I'm going to, like, cry if it's not true. But
if it's not, I'm giving up on love. Yeah, that's all I'm giving up.
So am I. Yeah. No, honestly, like, straight away in there, like, it was, like, even before they were actually coupled up, so I was even sat, like, next to them when they were having a conversation. I was just like, what's going on back here? Like, it was just normal for any conversation. But you know when, like, things just seeming too easy, too nice, the conversation's just, like, so flowing. This is before they even were coupled up or anything. Mm. And, I think it's genuine. I do. And I think everyone sort of thinks, like, oh, Gemma doesn't like him. I think she's just, one, has a poker face with her emotions. She definitely hides her emotions well. But in there, it doesn't come across as, like, okay, you can tell he really likes her. I won't lie. You can tell he really likes her, but in there, you know that Gemma likes him too. But it just doesn't come across on camera. Sort of the bits that they're showing, it doesn't look as if she's liking him back, but she does.
You see, but in a weird way, to me, I think Gemma's more genuine than Luca, and likes her more than the other way around, because Luca's so over the top of it.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, I'm like on the up. Like, I see myself in Gemma. Like, I'm very much like that in a relationship. Mm. Like, I'm not like, oh my God, I love you so much. I love you. Like, I'm very much like,
I wonder
if you need to know, you know, but like, you're not getting any over the top praise from me. Like.
But I think maybe that's like where like the environment is. He knows that sort of anyone else to walk in, out of everyone else to walk in, he wouldn't want to go anywhere else other than be with Gemma. So I don't, maybe that's why it's like more intense. That he's like thinking like, I wouldn't want to be in here with anyone else kind of vibe. But I get what you mean. He definitely needs to like, obviously it's not him, so like if that's not him, he shouldn't do it. But,
yeah, but if you like her, you like her. I think the way he was behaving in Castle and Wall was great. You know, he made it clear that he was bowly for her.
I loved it that he went and slept on the day.
Good on him, man. He's in love. Good on him.
I tweeted this and Twitter Mafia were on me, but I agreed with Dami, with the Dami and Luca argument.
Okay.
Purely there's a fuckboy next to me,
Number why?
Purely because I get where Dami was coming from when Luca was like almost like not egging them on to cheat, but like being like, oh, why don't you just like sleep in the same bed as her tonight when he was the only one sleeping outside. I was like, why are you so eager for everyone else to sleep in beds with other girls, but you're the one.
Do you think that made him come across as a game player?
That's when I started to be like, oh, how genuine is he with Gemma? Mm. And I was getting like traumatic flashbacks to Jake and Liberty from last year.
Do you think we could get that from him before the end of the series?
I don't think so, because I don't think he's as much as a game player as Jake. But like, I was just seeing like little things which like sort of related, but like nowhere near as bad.
Yeah, but when I said that I obviously think that, you know, Gemma and Luca could win, Lewis, you were like, not sure.
Oh no, I think they're going to win 100%. They're just not my winners.
Oh.
I love Gemma.
Who are your winners?
I don't have a winners right now.
Fine.
But
that's all right, because we're basically halfway through. That's all right.
I don't like a single one of the boys.
Really?
Yeah.
Other than Davide. But again, I don't know how serious Davide and like how genuine Davide and Ekin are.
I think they're just... Okay, look, I personally think Davide and Ekin Su on the show are great together, but I do not think that they will last on the outside.
Oh my God, 100%.
I think that they're just, like, they're really both big characters. They're like this together. And I feel like that won't work in real life. For TV, yes. You know, for lust, yes. But for a relationship, I'm not sure, Lewis.
Maybe I'm looking at the show in too much of a calculated way, but I just like... Ekin was like all over the place, and then all of a sudden she was just like, no, I'm not anymore, I'm just sticking with Davide. And it was such like a stark change, like really quickly.
Hold on, but when Adam came in, she was going for walkies with him. I think she still loves flirting with guys. Yeah. It's just that no one's come in that is of Davide's standard. And Davide's standard is high.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like those Castro and Moore boys, you know, respectfully, they're beautiful, but they can't compare to Davide's standards.
Yeah.
No, I feel like as well, as much as they're both big personalities, like when they just both go in the gym together, they make breakfast together, they're like quiet, like just that little like mum and dad of the group kind of vibes. So I feel like as much as they are big characters, when they are just chilled together, I feel like they actually genuinely do really enjoy that like quiet time with each other as well, not just like the drama.
Yeah. And Tasha and Andrew.
I love Tasha.
Yeah, I do.
Ooh, it looks like your favourite couple almost.
One of my favourites. Just because she's the only one still keeping this alive. Like, the way that she's bouncing still back from Andrew and Billy despite being like, I want to be serious with you, Andrew. I'm like, thank God that the City Girls God has, like, given us one girl who's still in there, like, repping for us. Because all the other girls seem, like, wifed off with three kids on the way in a Range Rover. Like, whereas Tasha's still rooting for the, like, maybe the grass is greener on the other side to go.
I don't know if that's... I don't like that about her, though, because there was one point where she would like to Ekin. You know when you're in love? It's like, babe, we know you're not. We know... I mean, respectfully, I can see that she wants to take Andrew seriously, but she's not in love. But then there was another point where she was like, oh, you know, I want to see you keep my options open. I just feel like I don't know what I'm getting with her at the moment and, like, where this relationship is going to go.
I genuinely think those Casa girls going in... and saying all the stuff has fucked with her head so much.
Because
now she's probably terrified to leave Andrew in case everyone's going to say the same things again. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, because obviously, like, I'm assuming when you're in there, you have no idea about what people are thinking. So if she's gone for, like, all these weeks, and then the first thing she's heard from the outside are these random girls who have come in and said she's been a dickhead, she's now going to, like, second guess every single move she makes.
I don't like that happened in Casa.
No,
so, like,
me neither.
I think, didn't that happen to, was it to Jax as well?
Yeah.
Where I think the girls were like to Jax, oh, you know, Paige, you know, and she's no good. Yeah. Like, how would that feel? Because you know what it's like to be inside there. Like, if people came in and say, oh, you know, damn me, you look like a fool on TV, would that make you just change the way you...
It wouldn't make you change, but you're already overthinking already in there. And then you have to just, like, sort of be, like, simmer down, like, right, you're a sane person, like, it's okay. And then, like, if someone did say, like, because you don't know anything, you have no perception of what people think or anything, which is good, but then stuff like that, you're going to take it and run with it because you're, like... this is the first little bit of information you have from the outside world. In there, you do really just get into like a little bubble. You're just like, well, this is how I feel. And that's why when everyone sort of says like they think Tasha's playing a game because she's jumping from boy to boy, but I say if anything, that's her being more real and actually just going with how she feels rather than what's easy and simple and cute couple.
Awesome. Some breaking Love Island news that Millie and Liam have split up.
Oh yeah, I saw this on the ground.
How do you guys
feel
about that?
Like today?
Yeah. How do you guys feel about that?
Maybe it's like staged. Like, what coincidence? Just to now. Sorry, maybe they might be going for
but
a hard time.
In Millie, sorry, obviously just very separate. In Millie and Liam's season, I felt like they were quite unproblematic as well.
Didn't the cast
to a degree?
Wasn't there some cast
yeah, there was, drama? there was. But I mean, I think they came out quite very much on top.
A leopard never changes his spots.
Oh! Yes!
And also, I just think that the age dynamic, like he was like 21 and she was like 26. And obviously, girls are already so emotionally more mature than boys. Mm.
I wonder what happened.
And that is really sad because they were cute and obviously they
were. Why is Sophia drink like that?
I'm not involved.
Tell us what you're thinking.
Listen, no, I don't know. I mean, I thought they were unproblematic. When I looked at their Instagrams and their TikToks, they just seemed really, really happy.
Everyone looks like that.
But you know what? I've always said this to like Islanders. Like I've been interviewing Islanders for years. They get in relationships. Like so many people say to me, have said over the years, they feel the pressure when they are in those relationships, when they leave the villa, they feel like they have to keep it up. I'm not saying that Millie and Liam did. I'm just saying that that must have just been a lot for them. Maybe it was just too much.
Also, I've spoken to so many of them who are like, in there, it's just you and your partner and all that, and you don't have the issues. Like you, and it's for like 6, 7, 8 weeks of that, and it's so intense and so perfect that as soon as you come out, and then there's the addition of girls DMing, nights out, going on lads' holidays.
But Liam doesn't seem like that type of guy. Liam seems very like, I'm at home watching the rugby.
I don't follow him, so the last thing I saw of him was him taking home that 25k check last summer.
But you know what? I can see completely why as well, like couples do stay together because it's, like I said, it's such a unique experience. One, when you come out, you're like, I don't fucking know what's real and what's not. Because obviously when you're in the reality of what's in there and what's been shown, yes, they can't show it all in fucking an hour, can they?
Yeah.
But like, just the whole experience in itself, like only you and that person and obviously everyone else in the house knows what it feels like. So almost that like bond, that whole bonding experience really does like make you feel like you both know like what's going on. Like, I don't know. But that's kind of sad that they're not together. But at the same time,
it is sad. But sorry, as I was staring at you now, I was just thinking, what's the convo of you and Dami going to be like when you both meet up again? Like, what's
so
that?
Have you got questions for him? Being like, I can't even imagine him. I don't know. I think I can just imagine him like being like jokey and like, and I'll just be like, like, I honestly, I think he's a nice, like, I do definitely think he's a nice guy. Like, even like the other day, I think I saw that his family friends, whoever's running, his girl best friend, running his account. That's what he told me. They like removed his comment section. Sorry, I keep going on with that. And they removed his like comment like stuff, and I was like, oh, that's really sad. Like, it is like sad to see like people getting hate and stuff like that. Like, I've been dragged too. Like, no, but it is like really sad. So like, honestly, like as much as it's a show, I think it's not like not nice when people get too personal about it. But I haven't really had much to say about him. I already sort of had a gut feeling about him. Thought, you know what? Let me give him a try, and he proved me right kind of thing. So. I don't think he's like a nasty guy. I think he's just a typical
boy. Straight man.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. Cool. Now, you know, every single week on this show, I play a game with the guests. What's your biggest ick in relationships? Now, I've got a few here, and I want you guys to just respond.
Okay.
Cool. If your potential bae texts into radio stations for a shout out, is that an ick? Yes or no?
That's my sense of humor, though. Like, if they did that, I'd be like, that is so funny. If they were doing it in a serious way.
Depends on what the shout out was.
Like, it could be like, we're raving in the kitchen tonight. Like,
shout out, moving out of university and driving back. I love you.
Oh, my God. No, I can't deal with that.
Like, really? Why is that an ick for you,
Amber? It's not a big ick. Like, if you've done it, I just, like, would turn the radio off. So but I would just be like, why, though? I don't understand. Like, but it was something funny. Like, they've done it for, like, a funny reason.
Like, if... Like, I almost text him because I mind him.
Oh,
boyfriend.
That's why you don't mind it because you've done
it. Because you do it. Oh, dear.
I almost texted him because I knew my boyfriend listens to it at work and he works in an office. And I was like, how funny would it be if I texted in at home being like,
cute,
shout
actually.
Out like to like all the where he works office. Like, hope you're all doing well. Like, from and sign it off from him. So they
no,
think
I
that,
want a personalized
that's so
message.
Funny.
Not trying to do the whole
like,
office.
Just, but I was going to sign it off from him so it sounded like he was the one who texted in.
Okay, that's smart.
But like, if they're just genuinely like, love the show today, keep up the good work.
Cool.
If it was a funny one, yeah, but if it's like cringe, no, I can't do.
Cool. If your potential bae uses loads of laughing emojis, I'm talking 20, like you could say one thing and they're like, several laughing emojis, and you're like,
this is these icks are directed at me. The laughing emoji is my most used emoji.
No, but how many? No, but it depends on how many, Lewis. Because like, if someone uses like 15, it's like, all right, relax.
Yeah, that is true. But I like to think I've reclaimed the laughing emoji. Like, I didn't use it for so many years because I thought it was
this
cringe.
This is all you. This is all directed.
And then I was just like, why are we not using this? Like, it's so much easier than writing a hat. So I just reclaimed it back. Like, and all my friends have started using it again. So
wow, cool. So Amber, you're talking to a guy and you say one thing and he sends you 15 laughing emojis. How are you feeling?
I'll probably just leave them red. But for me, I'm a cooler than it's like I'm a cooler over a text.
Oh my
god. Sure,
and that's why you leave them on red.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
But then I'll just be like, oh, I must be funny. Like,
oh my gosh.
No, it wouldn't cringe me out, but I would just like chill out. Yeah. But then like I want someone to
like
be
like, it's
laughing.
Not that funny.
Yeah.
Five max.
I was like half back.
Double tap the
no,
message.
No, because then I'd be like killing the I don't know.
Cool.
It's not too bad though. I think it's okay.
Crocs.
What are you wearing? No, I can't. I can't. They can't be wearing Crocs. They
so okay. Ken is not for you then?
Exactly. This is the thing.
this is the issue. Which was
why I wasn't working because he was always wearing Crocs. Oh
no,
dear.
Crocs for me. Like a guy. Like no, no. My husband can't be wearing Crocs. Wear them in the garden when you're doing some stuff out there.
Away, outside, away from us, yeah.
Yeah, but not, you're trying to be sexy and like and coming in the bedroom and you're wearing crop. No.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That it's a no from me.
I think it's a no from me as well.
Really?
I just think like, I get it if they're comfy to wear like around the house or to take the bins out. But if you're like dressing them up or wearing them on national TV as your first impression, I just
everyone's sending for a Kenny today. I don't know what's going on.
I just
because...
have to put a question mark over it because I'm like, this is the image you want to give out.
Yeah.
Crocs.
And the thing is for me as well, when you look back at pictures in 20 years, this is not timeless.
Also, then in the evening, it kind of had on like some Yeezy sliders or something. And I was like, why aren't you wearing those into the villa? Like, they're nice shoes. Like, you have nice shoes in your wardrobe. Like, but
he did have some nice trainers. Like, he did.
But he just didn't wear them. Cool. The last one, having an Android phone.
I could not, never, absolutely, Sorry, that was so aggressive. The green texts.
Oh, yeah.
Not the green, please. Not the screen being...
The weird emojis.
I don't think I've dealt with anyone that has had an Android.
Oh, no. Can you not notice it on, like, an Instagram story when their Instagram text
and
has gone
blurred,
all weird?
Yeah.
And it's blurred.
Oh,
and it's just like...
No. Their story is just blurred. I can't see you.
That's what I mean. You're not about to post a selfie of us.
Then I'd kind of like it, because then I'd think you're not, like, tech savvy. But then you know the Android people are always like, yeah, it's better than iPhone. Like,
Actually, my camera is 26 megapixels.
Yeah, they're so culty, aren't they? Yeah, they're really culty.
It's like, ready to bend the bone to death.
Can you imagine? Yeah.
And the like you couldn't share a charger.
Oh,
like,
you can't.
I got in your car. I got in your car and I was like, do you have a charger? And it's like, yeah, do you have an Android? It's just like, I'm getting out the car and ordering an Uber.
Literally. Wow. Cool. So very, 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 very quickly, guys. Who's going to win?
I would like Luca and Gem to win, but I think Ekansu and Davide might win.
Really, I'm the opposite of that. As of right now, I would vote for Ekansu and Davide, but I think Luca and Gem are going
to
win.
Well, we have got to wait and see. Amber and Lewis, thank you so much for joining me on the show. I will be back in a bit with all the Casa Amor drama and gossip.
Hey guys, it's me again. Don't forget to subscribe to my brand new show right here on YouTube. That's Reality with Will and Jovu. Or just hit me up on TikTok. I'm always on there. That handle is at WillNJO. Or hit us up on the gram for all the behind the scenes actions. That's at Reality with Will. We are back with more Casa or More Gossip this time. And I've got the men themselves who were in there. They saw if anyone was misbehaving. It is Jack and Samuel, everybody.
How's it going?
What up, what up, what up?
How are we?
Good, great to see you both. Glistening, looking happy.
Oh, again, coming back from the Mallorca tan, you know?
Yeah, I can see the tan. Looking really, really good. Looking really, really healthy.
Stop it. How's... Trying my best not to get burnt out there. That was the problem.
It must have been like, what was the temperature over there?
It got from like 35 degrees to like 30. It was like up and down.
Every single day.
What?
Yeah. It was hot. Every day. It was hot.
That's a good holiday, though.
And especially when you're filming and you're sat there for like hours.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're literally, I was dripping in sweat.
Literally. I think the raunchy race that we filmed took about 3 hours to film altogether. Like, yeah, it was hot. Hot.
No way. And obviously, look, Casa Amor is probably the best plot twist in Love Island. I just love it because that's where, as I said earlier, we see people misbehaving. You know, you guys got to know the girls. Mm-hmm. How were they? Did you have any favorites?
They're nice. They're very nice. I think, well, probably my favorite would be Paige. She's just like, she's just nice all around. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I feel like you really got to know Paige. You spoke to her and you gave her some advice as well, didn't you?
Yeah.
Remind us of that conversation. What the conversation about Jax?
I was just basically, because I went to the sunbed and I was, because at that point I'd realized that nobody there was like for me. So I was just trying to make friendships and talk to the girls, and I went to the sunbed and I ended up reading Ekinsu and Gemma first. Mm. Mm-hmm. They asked me to read them and they were shocked at like how accurate I read into them. Mm. So they were like, do Paige. And then Paige came over and I started speaking and I was like, this is gonna be a tough one. Because I know it's not like I dislike Jax or anything, but I was just reading him as a person.
Yeah.
And I had to tell her what pretty much everybody wanted to say but didn't say. And I just told her and she took it quite well, to be fair. I didn't even know she cried, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't know. I was like,
But with everything, we don't see that, yeah.
Yeah, it's so with everything that's happened now, obviously Paige and Jax and just like Adam coming in and like Paige being a bit more swayed, do you feel like maybe what you said has an impact on her decision and maybe the way she's behaving now in the villa?
After watching last night's episode, yeah. I feel like it really hit me when I was watching it and she was like, after everything that happened at Casa, it's like every single word that I said somehow might have got through to her. I don't know why, but I just got a feeling that it actually got through to her, because even when she was like mentioning what she said to Jax, it seemed like she literally critiqued all of his flaws and probably said it to him. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And I was like, rah. She's actually listening.
Because I guess before she wouldn't have known, because you guys came from the outside world and you saw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of those things though, like when you really like somebody, you do lose your common sense.
Yeah.
Especially if your emotions are like really high, you lose your common sense and then sometimes you allow bullshit to happen. And it's like, if you have alarm bells, sometimes you ignore them, especially when you really like someone. So you just should never do that.
So you applaud Paige for the way she's been behaving recently.
Yeah. I was like, yo, this girl put my man in his place.
And you're nodding too. Huh? You're nodding too. You look like you agree.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. He got it spot on with all the things that he said to her. And Paige is just such a nice girl. She doesn't have a bad bone in her body. So for her to put up with that stuff, I have fair play to her big time. But obviously, like we saw last night, Jax is going through some things. He obviously wasn't himself in there. So I do feel for him big time.
And obviously, when you went in, I think quite early days, you were talking to Gemma, weren't you?
We did. Me and Gemma had a little
chat.
I thought
I was kind of rooting for that. I'm like, I can kind of see this happening. Like, what do you reckon?
Yeah, I don't know. She's kind of like, she just seemed like a bit of a closed book to me. I mean, I don't know. Didn't know.
Really? That's what it felt like. It looked like she was kind of, having a good convo with you, man.
I don't know. I just think her and Luca, she just had her eyes set on getting back to the villa with Luca. And I don't know, though. It seems like her and Billy have something little going on. I did see that in Casa for sure.
Yeah. And who else was it in the villa who you thought, I could see myself? I know Jasmine and you seem to be getting along really well. Jasmine.
Yeah, that was good crack. We did our little speed dating when we got done from the island the next day, which was good crack. All the Casa girls were lovely. Like, we had a good night out on Sunday together in London, which was great crack.
And what was that night out like? What happened? What was the tea? Where did you lot go?
We went to Wild in Mayfair. Michael went there. We got a table sorted. We went there, had a couple drinks. It was a good time for sure.
Yeah,
no kissing?
No. I don't kiss and tell.
With the Casa group, is it strictly friend zone island at the moment, or is anyone trying to, you know, pursue anything?
I'm not getting friend zone vibes. I wouldn't say that.
Oh really?
Yeah.
So some people are trying to, you know, get. Yeah, some people are open to getting to know.
Yeah, for sure. We had some making up to do after getting done from the island. So we can't. Why not? Let's go have a go.
So what are the Casa scenarios now then? What relationships should we be looking at? Should we be talking about? What are the potential relationships?
Wow. I don't want to say anything just yet.
It's early days.
Yeah, very much, early days. But yeah. I do feel like there's connections in places.
But yeah, we've got a little group chat made and stuff like that. We've been keeping each other updated on what we're getting up to the last couple of days. So yeah, there's definitely, there'll be some big things coming, I'm sure.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. Obviously, with Casa and Morton, those episodes, they were about, well, each episode's about an hour. But we only see that. You guys were in it for the full 24 hours.
Yeah.
Like, what couples do you feel like were this? Well, not you weren't seeing couples, but like from the guys and the girls talking, what were the strongest bonds that you were witnessing with your eyes, basically?
Do you know what's crazy? When on the first day, I'm pretty sure all the boys thought that Billy and Paige were gonna be a thing.
Wow!
Because when they were talking, they were like bantering, they were laughing. Like you would look at them and you couldn't see them stopping like laughing. It just kept going, and we
thought this is your fault.
My fault.
I blame you.
I blame you. At that point, I hadn't even spoken to Paige.
Oh, wow.
Literally, I hadn't even spoken to Paige at that point. And they just were laughing. They were always together doing X, Y, Z. And we thought, yeah, done deal, game. Billy's going to turn Paige. But then out of nowhere, she just switched like on the second or third day. And was like, yeah, we're friends and that's it.
Basically, yeah.
I find that so weird because even when I was watching like Casa, I was like, one second certain people are looking at them like they're about to couple up. Next, like, nope. Like, what's all that about?
Do you know what? When we first walked in, the girls were a bit standoffish. And I feel like it was because they were maybe not expecting us to be there because they obviously told us that they were told they were going on a night out.
Oh,
and then it was like
Casa.
So it was still fresh in their minds that, oh, there's these new boys. But then they spent the morning with the boys from the main villa.
Yeah.
And then night time with us.
Yeah.
So when they first met us, they were like, do you know what I mean? Who are you guys?
First night was definitely a little awkward, like just trying to break down everything.
Why was it awkward? Like, the sleeping situation must have been a bit awkward as well.
It wasn't too bad. I mean, I think I shared a bed with Tasha on the first night. It wasn't too bad. We had some nice chats. Nothing really happened. I mean, I just wasn't really catching a vibe with her big time.
Fair enough.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I thought she was definitely in my top three going in there. And just thought she could. I didn't know how her relationship with Andrew was at that stage, so I thought she could have her head turned. Obviously, she did with Billy, but I just wasn't really catching the vibe with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Deji in India is an interesting one because, I don't know, I saw them and I thought that maybe they were going to kind of, you know, go until the end. Obviously, at the moment, we can see that they're just no more. Mm-hmm. But, like, in there, what did it feel like? Did it feel like they were really getting along, or was it like...
Do you know what? When I first went in there, I knew it would be hard to actually fully turn any of the girls. I didn't think any of us... I felt like the only girl who would have been up for grabs was Danica.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And because, obviously, we watched the show before going in there. And you see the connections that these girls had with the other boys. And we had, what, 2-3 days to kind of beat that? And like I knew that, obviously, certain boys could get in a villa. Yeah. But in terms of... beating a connection that somebody has built with somebody over like 3 to 4 weeks, it was hard. And then it showed that even when they went back in, when I was watching India and Dami at nighttime, that shit looked like some shit you see in like a romantic movie.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, that's going to be hard to beat.
Yeah. Did you not tell like your friends and family that you were going in, that you were applying? Like, what was the situ with you lot? Did you just get accepted? Then like, right, guys, I'm going in. Like, what was the deal?
I told my two best friends, and then to be fair, with Love Island, you don't really know you're going in until you're in.
What do you mean?
They kind of keep you on like a bit of a leash before you go in there. Like, cause like I know some of the lads flew over like 4 weeks before they actually went in, and it was like you just got to keep you there, telling you they tell a lot of people. They told me, George, a few people that you're going to be a bombshell, and then a couple weeks later they were like you're actually going to be in Casa Amor. So,
oh, you have to just wait.
There's a lot of waiting, yeah, for sure.
My whole process was like almost three months. Like,
yeah.
They were like, you might be going in, you might not be going in, you might be going in. So like, I didn't plan anything. I was like, I don't want to be pre-prepared just to not end up going on the show.
Yeah.
So then they called me, I think in the week span, it was like on a Thursday, they called me like, all right, we want to put you in. And I was like, oh, great. They said next week. So I was like, all right, I'll prepare some clothes and get some clothes and stuff for it. And I was getting clothes ready for like Monday. Mm. And I was going to get a haircut on the weekend. Mm. But then they called me on Saturday and was like, we want to fly you out today. And I was like, eh? I had no trim. I had no swimming shorts. I had practically nothing. And when they call you, like, we want to fly you out today, I can't say no. Do you know what I mean? So I was like, okay. They flew me out straight away. They had to sort me out a barber in Spain to get my haircut. And they had to sort me out a bunch of stuff. But like, in my scenario, I really didn't know whether I was going in until I was actually there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, like, Jack, did you tell like your family or dad before you were going in? What was the conversation?
When I applied, I told loads of people, like, just for the crack, like, because I didn't think I'd actually get it. Like, I just applied. Me and my sister had a few drinks one night. We were like, why not? Let's apply.
Yeah.
And applied. And then once I did get it, I did tell my dad, my mom, couple mates, one or two mates, and then a few people. One lad on my rugby team as well that I told that I had to keep it under wraps. But it's hard to keep something like that. Like, you want to tell everybody, it's such a big show. Like, it's a pretty life-changing thing to get. So it was hard to definitely keep it under wraps, for sure.
Wow. And like, obviously, look, your dad's already in showbiz. Did he give you any showbiz tips?
He did. He gave me plenty. Like, it kind of, like, some of our dinners turned into like marketing meetings. It was like, literally, do this, do that, make sure you don't say this, stuff like that. No, it was good. It was great, though. I'm glad to have somebody like that who was able to just put me down the right path and hoping to not make too much of a fool of myself when I was in there.
And when you came up, what was the conversation? It was like, lad, you did well. Lad, you did your best.
The first phone call I got was, he was like, I'm so proud of you. You did amazing. But he was like, you did say that. I was retired. And then I'm touring at the same time. And I was like, he said he almost fell off his chair when he heard that.
So
I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I said that. So bad.
No way, that is jokes. But like, back to the show. Who do you lot think in general now could possibly win? Now, I've already said that I think Gemma and Luca, could be.
I thought that before the show, but now I think Davide and Ekansi are going to win it. I think so.
Well, you've got the intel. What do you mean? Why have you changed your mind?
I don't know. I just thought, like, I've seen Davide, Ekin, they've had their ups, they've had their downs, they've had, like, that kind of relationship. And I just think Ekin seems like she's pretty interested in Davide. I'm not sure how Davide is with her, obviously, because we met a lot more of Ekin while we were in the villa.
Yeah.
But I just think they're just my favourite couple right now, I think, for sure.
Wow.
I think the same. Mm. I feel like, especially with the public as well, I think the public like Ekin Su more than they like Luca.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what? Like, yeah, I was saying this earlier in the episode today, like, I'm here for Davide and Ekin Su. However, I just don't feel like they're last in the outside world. I feel like they're both like big characters. I think they're great to watch, and I'm sure that, you know, they're attracted to each other. But, you know, in the outside world, would it last? Like, I feel like there's too much ego involved. There's too much pride at times. But you can see they like each other, but there's just a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. They're both a lot.
Do you think Luca and Gemma would work on the outside world?
I think
Gemma's a very, from what I've seen, a very relaxed girl, and Luca really, really likes her. That's the perfect gel.
Yeah.
I could disagree with you on, but I think that's the perfect, like, match.
I don't know. I would not be surprised if Gemma's head gets turned in there in the next couple of weeks. So, like, I wouldn't be shocked. I feel like between Billy and Adam, the new guy, I've some sort of feeling, I think. I think Luca just being too, like, hands-on with her is just going to turn her away at some stage, I think.
Because she did point it out, to be fair. She went to the beach hut once and said that, like, she'd like a situation where her boyfriend, with her boyfriend, where she can speak to other people and not have him, like, be bothered about it. Do you know what I mean? And that kind of said to me that she's noticed his insecurities.
Interesting.
And it's like, you never want your girlfriend to be noticing that type of thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because
it's
like one of those things. Once an insecurity is spotted in a partner, they'll keep tabs of it. Every time it comes up now, and that's when it becomes a problem. Do you know what I mean?
That's true. Mm-hmm. Would you not think about Jax leaving?
Do you know what? I think he did the right thing to leave, because if he stayed in, like, he wasn't doing himself any favors staying in there.
Yeah.
Because I'm not even trying to disrespect him in any way, shape, or form, but I feel like he's like less mature than Gemma. Mm. Do you know what I mean? It could be with his ADHD stuff that his family released. We don't know. But it seems like he just didn't know how to act in a lot of different ways in different scenarios. And if he stayed in there for any longer, whilst Adam was there, who's an actual threat, it might have gone worse for him.
Ooh. What do you reckon?
It's a tough decision, man. You got to respect him for taking himself out, like, because obviously you could tell he wasn't really himself the last couple of weeks. The way he snapped at Billy last night on the sunbed.
I saw
and stuff like that.
I felt quite sorry for him, actually.
Yeah, I felt bad for him as well. And I wouldn't have handled it very well if I was Billy, if someone knocked me the fuck off like that. I would have been like, hold on, hold on.
He was very composed, though.
I gave props to Billy. I was like, yo, if that was me, I'd be like, who the fuck are you talking about?
I know, literally. But I just felt, you got to feel for him. It's just, it's a hard position. And, like, you never know what someone's going through in their own head when they're in a show like that.
I hope he's okay, like, mentally.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Me too.
And who do we think is the biggest game player in the Villa at the moment? They're playing their, you know, their game of chess. They're making the right moves to get to the end.
Yeah. It's a tough question. I don't want to offend anybody in there.
Do you know what? It's no shade thrown. Ekessi.
Why is that?
Like,
and you've obviously you've been in her presence, so you've seen.
It's different when you're watching it from outside.
Explain, what have you seen, like, in there?
When I was watching it from outside, I thought that this girl is toxic. Do you know what I mean? Because she was not just a bombshell; she was a nuclear bomb. When she came in, she was moving crazy. And I thought she wasn't really like self-aware of what she's doing. But you get in there and you realize this girl knows exactly what she's doing.
Oh yeah, big time. Yeah, she knows.
In what way? Explain.
Like, she knows what to say to get the cameras on her. And I'm not even trying to be disrespectful, but that, like, you just, like, she's so calculated in everything she does. Like, I feel like the only time I've seen Ekin-Su not be in control of a situation was when she was talking to Adam. Do you know what I mean? Because she does this thing, if you watch the show, if you notice, she has her eye contact with people when she, like, looks at them. It's like, for most people, they feel pressure and she's intimidating.
Yeah.
So she knows how to. I mean, she's a powerful woman. She's a smart woman.
Yeah.
She's very smart. I actually respect her. But, like, I genuinely believe she knows exactly what she's doing. Because at random moments, you'll find she'll say something that will cause drama, or she'll say something that you know the producers are going to put into the show.
Do you feel like her previous experience in showbiz as an actress, like, has contributed to the way she's been moving
for
in the villa?
Sure, definitely. She knows how it works. Like, she knows how to play the game and exactly what people want to see on TV.
Yeah.
I respect her highly because, like, she's bombshelly. Like, she knows what she's doing. And to be fair, I hope her and Davide, like, do work out.
Yeah.
But she knows what she does. She's a very smart person.
Yeah, she's funny as hell as well. My God, she'd be cracking jokes nonstop. And we had our little, her singing her Ronan Keating song nonstop.
Brilliant.
We had a little running joke like that as well.
So very, very quickly, Jasmine, you and Jasmine on the After Sun so far, I feel like everyone saw that chemistry.
I think I put a bit of gas in the fire as well in my Instagram post the other night.
Exactly.
We'll see. She's a lovely girl. Are you getting to know her?
Well,
we had a night out on Sunday, and I don't know, we'll probably get some, we're all thinking about doing some content together soon, so we'll probably link up. I think she lives in Newcastle, so it's a bit far away from here, but we'll see.
Would you like to get to know her in that way?
I don't know. Baby steps. Keep my options open right now.
Cool. Thank you guys so much for joining me on the show.
Thank you. It's been fun. Big time.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.